This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
It's the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. It's Thursday. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just
checking
on those good vibes. 585-252-9800. Where's our friends at this morning, Breeze?
Oh, they're here. they are here. They're ramped and they're ready.
Locked and loaded.
They sure are. Who's here? Patricia. Hi, Patricia. Says feeling good, and I have Galentine's today tonight as well.
All right, that a girl, Patty.
Oh, this person says it's not even 6 a.m. and Moose just casually called a 7-year-old a psychopath. Yeah, well, these things happen.
It's like, you guys would be surprised. Listen, with all the true crime docs that I've watched, you have no idea. It starts young.
I just watched the final part, which they keep saying it's the final part. I've seen literally 7 series.
Of what?
Of Natalia Grace.
There's more.
It's getting to the point where I'm like annoyed. I'm like, we get it. Like, because the new family took her in.
Yeah.
And then they turned on her, or she turned on them. And yeah. It's been a 20-part series for sure.
So do we know how old this girl is?
At this point, she has to be in her 30s.
Oh my God.
At this point. But the whole story is wild. If you haven't watched it, I don't want to recommend it just because you'll get really annoyed. And I don't know, every time a new batch of episodes they come out, they go, the final chapter. It's like, okay, well, you're going to release more in 5 days.
Final chapter.
So, yeah, it's very, very dramatic. Good morning and happy Thursday from Nico and Steven. Vibes are up today for Pizza Thursday.
Oh, Pizza Thursday.
Love you guys. Hope you have a wonderful day. Oh, my God. We love you guys.
Who drives in the morning?
Oh, Nico, yeah, that's a good question.
Nico or Steve?
Is it Nico or Steve-O?
Who's driving?
Because they share the brand new car that they got.
Oh, please. Are you kidding me? They're filthy rich. You know they're getting a limo picked up every day.
No, fully.
So they're in the back of the car.
No, they have a driver. None of them drive. because they need to sit back and text us. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. My vibes are great. My love and I are going away for the weekend, so hopefully you guys have a great rest of your day. Where are you and Nate going, Amy? Please share with us.
I wish Nate would just slide into my DMs once in a while and just ask me to hang out.
I know, right?
I don't understand.
Steve-O drives.
I met Nate once. Remember that time Amy came in to the studio a year ago? I think it was longer than that. She brought Breezy and I these beautiful custom-made T-shirts and socks with our faces all over it. It's just pictures of Breezy and I from over the years. I went to
she crushed.
Over the first few weeks we've known each other. They're awesome. And then we met her. That's her husband, right, Nate?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool guy.
Yeah. Good times, good heart, good family. A lot of kids. What about you? Oh, my God.
What about you? Vibes? Vibes are up?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a new woman after the tooth gem, so... I put a poll on my Instagram. I was like, do we love the tooth gem or do we hate the tooth gem? The results will shock you.
Breezy has a diamond stud on her tooth.
78% of the people said literally take it off. I hate those odds.
I don't like them either.
I hate those odds.
She walked in this morning and smiled at me and I just saw this
ding.
Yeah, ding. But you are a thug.
Oh, Amy said they're going to the Comfort Inn just to get away from the kids. So,
oh, they're going to the Comfort Inn. I love that for them.
Honestly, pop off. You'll probably get some beautiful sleep. Yeah. So, Florida soon. Can't wait to see my parents. That's all I really got for you.
That's fine. We'll take it. Breezy's heading out of here tomorrow. Vibes are up. It's Galentine's Day officially. This is the holiday, and some say it's bigger today than it's going to be tomorrow. We haven't had Valentine's Day on a Friday in quite some time, right? So, if you are a last minute Larry, don't even think about trying to make reservations for tomorrow night.
And I mean, like you said, Friday, no shot.
On a Friday night?
You can't even get a reservation on a Friday without a holiday.
Oh,
so.
Please. Think about all the unexpected pregnancies that are going to happen tomorrow. No glove, no love. Let's get into the big story of the day. We haven't talked about RG&E in quite some time, but we're going to do it. Our friends at RG&E, what are they up to this time? I'll tell you about the rally that took place against them at Rochester City Hall. Justice for the people. It's coming up next on PXY. Stay there.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
PXY mornings, Moose Breezy. Well, we haven't done this in a while. Let's talk about our good friends at RG&E.
What are they up to?
Well, there was a rally against RG&E that took place at the Rochester City Hall, with Metro Justice urging local government leaders to take action as thousands of residents face power shutoffs. If you're not familiar with Metro Justice, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but they are a progressive member-driven grassroots organization, which they're dedicated to like social and economic and racial justice here in Rochester, New York. And they claim that from 2023 to 2024, RG&E shutoffs tripled to over 13,000, while profits increased by more than 13 million. Now, RG&E held a community event to assist customers with their accounts. The goal is to help you keep your lights on and your gas flowing, RG&E said, which I know. We've done quite a few stories about RG&E, and there's been a lot of headaches that have come with billing and all that stuff in the mail, along with customer service. Now, one RG&E customer shared her story at the rally, saying RG&E shut off her power for 3 months due to $6,000 billed from a previous apartment.
Right.
She goes, we were at a hotel. No Thanksgiving, no Christmas. All my money went towards the hotel expenses. Rochester has the third highest energy burden in the country. And basically, the rally is saying we can no longer afford RG&E. We just can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Yes, we had more terminations than in the past 2 years, they said. But get ready for this, because this is really going to piss Breezy off, everybody. Yes, we've had a lot of terminations. But a big part of that is because we had COVID. I can't believe they said that.
We're honestly past the COVID cutoff. It's been 5 years, people. It's time to move on. That's like us being like, well, that one time when the Great Depression hit, like that would be like us still blaming stuff from the Great Depression.
You know, I don't know the numbers here, but they noted that 57% of customers are currently delinquent. And RG&E encouraged customers to reach out for assistance. Please give us a call. We have over 400 reps sitting here waiting for calls. So the goal is to contact us to make that arrangement. By the time we get to the disconnection phase, it's been months where you have not responded to our attempts. That, first of all, that's not true. Because I just got a bill Monday saying your power will be shut off on the 20th, which is next week, if your bill is not paid by the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
This was my first notice. And they were late on sending me the bill. Like, we need more options than RG&E.
We do.
They made $120 million last year in 2024.
We do.
And I like getting to a point where dealing with them is just becoming a joke.
Right.
It's like, what's worse? Dealing with DOT or RG&E?
Oh, golly. Yeah. Thank God I have Fairport Electric, is all I gotta say.
So the fight is up with Metro Justice rallying against RG&E. We'll see what happens with that.
We'll keep you posted.
If you missed the insecure dad, who we talked to live on the air yesterday, we'll catch you up to speed with the phone call coming up next. In fair warning, this was somewhat of a triggering call, especially for dads with teenage daughters who are currently dating right now. We'll play you the phone call from Parental Confidential coming up next.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, welcome to the show. Thank you guys for tuning in this morning. Earlier this week on the show, we read a message for Parental Confidential that came in from a very frustrated mom. But she was upset not at her 16-year-old daughter, but she was upset with her husband, who seems to lack a ton of respect for her 16-year-old daughter's boyfriend. Been together 4 months, he's 17, and according to the mom, he's the sweetest kid in the world. The reason her husband bullies him is because, according to him, he's too nice and a total pansy. These are his actual words. Plus, he doesn't like the same things that I do, which are sports and hunting and poker.
Please.
But he's not the one dating the 17-year-old kid. His daughter is. And this kid treats her with the most upright respect. He understands her insecurities. And this dad was, he was kind of being a little bit of a douche.
Right. And we didn't love it.
Well, we got a lot of messages on this, even from some very upset dads who have daughters, who said, I would love my daughter to date a kid who treats her right, regardless if he's a nerd or not. I don't care. But this guy is only pushing his daughter and wife away from him. And he sounds insecure, but on top of that, he just sounds like a weak man. On the other hand, we get a few people that weighed in and said, I agree with the dad. I wouldn't want my daughter dating a weak dude either. Good on this guy. 585-252-9800. Give Breezy and I a call or a text. Let us know what side you're on. So his wife calls us yesterday during the show, who originally wrote the message for Parental Confidential. And then we politely ask if we can speak to her husband.
He put up a fight.
And here's what happened during the show yesterday. Take a listen. Elaine, are you there?
Hi, guys. I'm here.
Hi. Good morning. So thank you so much for coming on with us real quick. So did you happen to hear what was said yesterday after we read your message as far as the comments and the text messages that came in?
Yes, I did get a chance to hear it. Some of the messages were a bit upsetting, but I did hear it.
Is your husband there? Is he available to talk to right now to jump on with us real quick?
I'm not sure if it's something he'd entirely be comfortable doing.
I understand. If he's not, that's fine. But is he with you? Did he happen to hear any of the messages from yesterday?
He didn't, but I did tell him about it.
Do you want to ask him if he wants to jump on with us real quickly?
Give me 1 second.
Can you just talk to them for a minute? They're live on the radio right now. Can you just talk to them? Just come over here really quick. They just want to have a conversation.
1 second, guys. He's coming.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Yeah, I'm here. Let's get this over with because I got to go to work.
Okay.
Okay. Good morning. Thank you for coming on with us real quick. It's Moose and Breezy. So I'm sure you're aware your wife wrote into the show yesterday.
Yeah, I'm aware.
We really just wanted to chat with you very quickly to get an understanding on your perspective on why you feel the way you feel about this whole situation with your daughter's boyfriend.
What's your name, who I'm talking to right now?
My name's Moose.
Your name is Moose. I killed a moose once.
Okay.
All right, sir.
You have any kids?
No, I do not.
Great. So, you ever played ball? Sports?
Yeah, I played sports growing up, sure.
All right. Well, I played sports for a long time, including quarterback for my school, and I was pretty damn good at it. So, if you had a daughter and she was dating some Steve Urkel type of nerd who didn't know what football was, is that someone you would honestly want your kid to date?
Honestly, if I had a daughter, I would just want to make sure that the guy she is dating respected her. That would be the first and foremost. That would be the first priority.
Honestly, like, let me cut in super quick here. Moose was in dance, so he's pretty artsy.
Yeah. Okay. So any dad can argue he wants a nice kid to be good to his daughter.
Right.
Yeah, sure. That's true. However, as a man, you have a responsibility to protect your lady. So
that's fair.
So if my daughter ever gets attacked or assaulted, do you think myself or my wife is going to feel comfortable knowing this kid doesn't have a shot in the world at protecting my daughter? Hell no. I have plenty of faith that he can download software and get rid of a virus on my computer. But unless you have kids, don't talk to me about how I disrespect my 16-year-old daughter's boyfriend, because you don't know shit.
Oh,
she is making a mistake. The kid is a pansy, and that's all I have to say
but
about it.
But don't you feel like this is going to push your daughter away from you and your wife?
Sometimes we got to do things that the people that we're in charge of protecting don't like.
Why are you acting like we're like living in the movie 300? Like, there isn't like fights breaking out every single day, but if you're such a strong man, didn't you raise a strong woman?
I don't know who this is talking, but the men are speaking right now.
Oh, okay. Are speaking. Okay. Well, you're not really saying a whole lot, so I figured I would interject.
I don't need this. Goodbye. Goodbye. I've had enough.
Oh, okay.
And there he goes. That was wild.
Everything's making a lot more sense.
There are dudes like this out there. And
do you think the wife that we talked to earlier was like blink twice, girl? Seriously.
Okay, so that happened. And you can probably already assume that a lot of people were not happy when he said the men were speaking.
People were unhappy, as was I. I mean, like, that's...
Sure, sure.
He was just so dismissive towards me. And I'm like, yeah, this is why I'm not into it. This person says, this guy sounds like an absolute psycho. This person says, I actually agree with the dad.
Yeah, see, in a lot
Thank you so much, Jonathan from Gates. This person says, sounds like someone stuck in high school. Grow up, sir. This is the common theme. So insecure, so much so that they're hanging on and clenching for their high school football days, still trying to squeeze into their Letterman jacket.
And this is the conversation I had to have with my buddy, because I was concerned. He's 42. But a couple of years ago, you walk into his room, and in his bedroom was all of his high school trophies and accolades from football.
Right.
And I'm like, this is not a conversation starter when a woman comes over. He goes, I was all state. Nobody cares.
Not one person.
Nobody cares. Congratulations on the success you had in high school. Is that where you peaked? No, it doesn't matter.
I like couldn't even tell you.
Like, you were all state. Panties are coming off.
No, fully. The only thing I remember winning in high school was worst driver for senior superlative. So, I mean, that's nothing to write home about.
No, it's really not.
It's probably one of the worst ones you could have won. I was like, I won something.
The text
message still rings true.
I know. The text that did come in, though, is a lot of people. We asked what side you were on this, and clearly a majority is that this dad should be so lucky to have a daughter dating somebody who actually really cares about her, regardless if he's a nerd or not.
Yeah.
He's 17. It's the first time she's actually really getting into the dating pool scene. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's not like she's going to marry this guy. Maybe she will. But regardless, the dude she does marry, oh, God forbid he doesn't play football or hunts or likes poker.
This person says, he sounds like a misogynistic jerk. Tell the wife to run.
Yeah, we got to do a wellness check on her today.
Yeah.
So we should actually do that right now. We'll be right back. Today is a special day. And some may argue it's an even bigger day than Valentine's Day.
It's the best day.
I'm talking about Galentine's Day.
Oh, today's like the official day, right?
Make love tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, today's the official day, February 13th. Once again, I was not invited to Breezy's Girls Night Out, but that's the price you pay for having a wiener. It's Moose Breezy. I'm under the impression that tonight is going to be an even bigger night than Valentine's Day itself.
Mm-hmm.
All the girlies are having parties at home.
Yes.
Making memories without this stupid man in their lives. Now, let's be clear. Valentine's Day is not just for the single ladies anymore. It could be for anyone, right?
Yes. So, I mean, I did the Galentine's Day Tuesday. I was talking about it yesterday with all my girlfriends.
Yes.
Half of us brought our partners. You know what I mean? So that was great.
Oh, you did? Oh, you
did?
Oh, yeah, your girlfriend
I did.
Came with you.
But, there was two other couples there, and then the rest were single, which was only like four other people. So it was like half and half. And it was great. It was really fun. We had a beautiful dinner at Good Luck. And it just got me thinking, like, more girlies should be doing this. And if you're not doing this, you should plan to do it either tonight or, tomorrow if you aren't with your significant other, or over the weekend. I mean, we're giving away tickets to the Wine and Chocolate Festival, which will be very fun.
Yeah,
you
that's
could take your gals there.
That's this Saturday at the convention center.
Very fun. Been to that before. But I just feel like diving in head first and going for it is definitely, I will preach that till the cows come home. That is something that you need to do.
585-252-9800. Are you celebrating Galentine's Day tonight? If so, what are you doing? And what is your guy going to be doing or significant other if they're not attending or invited? Were there any guys at all at this Galentine's Day party at Good Luck?
No.
None at all?
No. So,
because typically sometimes I've tried to invite myself to some of your shindigs. And you're like, it's the girls only. And then you post a video on social media, and there's two guys there.
Wow. Well, this was a group of lesbians, so.
Perfect. I'd fit right in.
The guys weren't crawling anywhere close to where we were. But I'm very curious to know what other girls are doing. Because, like, yeah, me and my girls, we went to dinner. It was fun. But then yesterday, I went to Geneva to another Galentine's Day event, and we did a little self-care moment. Eyebrows, lashes, tooth gems. Like, it was a lot. It was a lot. So
I encourage. This is the official day, okay? Galentine's Day is women's friendship. Galentine's Day is a global holiday that celebrates women's friendship. It is typically marked as February 13th, but can be observed any day. Galentine's Day events are typically all female, occasions of mutual empowerment, and a reminder for women to support and uplift one another. So if that's not what you're doing it wrong. Okay.
Yeah.
Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Dwayne.
What up, Dwayne?
Dwayne. Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Hey. What's up, bud?
Yeah, so I have a bone to pick with your girl, Breezy, actually.
Oh, classic. Oh,
this is going to be great. Go ahead.
So, Breezy, I am not happy right now. Guess what I'm doing in the middle of the early morning right now?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
I can't even imagine, Dwayne.
Currently, I am going to Wegmans this early in the morning to get my wife a list of items for her Galentine's Day party tonight.
I love that for you. Okay, husband of the year,
I bet you do.
Yeah. A whole list of Galentine's Day stuff. What's on the list?
Yeah, what is it?
Oh, my God. It's a whole list. It's olives, salami, four types of cheeses,
we
champagne.
We love a charcuterie. Bread. We do.
Stuffed olives. Oh, my God. Pink ribbon.
Of course.
What do they need that for? What do they need that for?
It's for the decor. Also, what are you worried about? I mean, it's not like you're going to be attending.
You're right. I'm definitely not. I mean, tonight I have eight of my wife's loud, obnoxious friends coming over. I wanted to watch the hockey game at home, but I can't now. I got to go to my brother-in-law's. And I love him, but I'd much rather be at home.
Eight of them?
Eight of them.
Do you think you can slide me an invite?
No, probably. Moose is like, drop the Addy.
Yo, Dwayne, let's go hang. Go.
Yeah, I really just don't get this. Why do women have to do this crap? Like, us guys, we're so simple. You just give us a drink.
That's so
we're
true.
Good.
That's so true. Give us a drink in the game. We're so good.
Yeah, but like, listen, girls don't get all of the things that guys get. We don't get the golf trips every month. We don't get the football season that runs for 5 months straight. We don't get just the lax, like, oh, babe, I'm just going to head out for 5 days. Like, that's not how that works. So we have Galentine's Day. Give us this one thing.
Who's going on a golf trip every single month? Are you doing?
No, I'm not doing that.
I know, a lot.
No.
I know a lot of guys that are popping off.
I don't know. I mean,
oh, no, that's good. Yeah. My wife would let me never let me go away for that long.
All right. So you got to go to Wegmans right now. And then what time you got to get kicked out of the house by tonight?
No, I got to be out by 6 because she's got to prepare and all this. You know what? At least she's not making me do that.
That you know of. Wait, so where do I come into play? Not to revert it back to me, but it always typically does. Why are you mad at me?
Oh, no, it should revert back to you because guess where she got the idea, Breezy?
You're welcome.
Where did she get the idea, Dwayne?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I wonder.
When were you talking?
Your girl Breezy over here.
Oh, this was yesterday's show, right?
Yeah, it was. I was talking yesterday about how much fun I had at my Galentine's. And
oh, it didn't take long.
You loved it.
No, Dwayne, slide me the address.
Yeah, we'll do. You'll show up and you'll turn right around. Trust me.
Are there any of your wife's friends that you do not like?
Oh, my God. 3 out of the 8. And I don't understand why some women feel the need to celebrate everything. Half my wife's friends don't even have jobs.
Yo, Dwayne, chill. I mean, listen, just because you're bitter because you don't make enough money for your wife to stay home, that's really not my
issue. Oh, my God. You chill.
Well, I'm just saying. Fire with fire. Truly.
Dwayne, have the best time tonight, man. Let me know where you're going to be at. I'll come through.
Thanks. We'll do.
All right, man. Have fun. Good luck. Happy Galentine's.
Thanks.
Happy Galentine's Day, Dwayne.
Thanks. You guys too. Love you guys.
No, love you too,
love
man.
Love you, man.
All right.
Breezy, you know I'm just pulling your chain, right?
No, I know. I know you make more than enough money for sure.
Bye, Dwayne.
Bye.
You're a piece of work. I don't know who this person is, but I'm reading this message. It's funny you guys are talking about this right now. My husband is pissed because I'm skipping Valentine's Day this year and I'm celebrating Galentine's with the ladies tonight instead. 2 years ago, my husband cheated on me. We're still going through it, so he doesn't deserve to spend the evening with me. Well, that's probably no skin off his back.
It's so tough. He's like, honestly, I have plans with my girlfriend anyways.
Touche.
It's sad, but it's true.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of BXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station, 98
BXY. Visit Vision Buick GMC to sign, then drive into 2025. It's easy. Zero down, zero first month's payment, zero due at signing, and zero charge for rust proofing, paint sealing, and interior protection. Rochester, that gives you zero reasons to shop around. Right now, sign, then drive the 2025 Buick Encore GX Preferred for just $369 a month for 36 months with nothing out of pocket. Call 1-888-747-0516 for details. Get to the all-new Vision Buick GMC on Panorama Trail.
I'm Madeline from Tom Walls Avon. Since 1955, Tom Walls has given thousands of young people an opportunity for their first job. How to look a customer in the eye, smile, and say thank you are simple skills that last a lifetime. Tom Walls is more than great cheeseburgers. We improve young lives.
All of this week's best new music, all in one place. It's Odyssey, all new, on the free Odyssey app. Every Friday, we bring you the week's biggest tracks. Discover new music from your favorite artists and what's next from emerging stars.
I'm chasing paradise with you.
The week's hottest new songs. From every corner of music. Stay up to date on the latest releases in music. Download the free Odyssey app and search Odyssey All New to start listening today.
Hi, welcome to IKEA. How can I help you?
My schedule is crazy. I just want some me time.
We could all use a sanctuary from stress. Why not turn your bedroom into the place to decompress with our selection of comfortable beds, pillows, decor, mood lighting, and so much more. Every time you step in there, it's nothing but me time. I mean, you time.
Sounds like a dream.
here to make your me time dreams come true. Visit us in-store or at ikea-usa.com/sleep to create a comfy, blissful bedroom today.
Easy Cater. It's all the food for your workplace, all in one place. With over 100,000 restaurants nationwide on one platform. Whether you need food for company meetings or events, daily employee lunches, or your next lunch and learn, Easy Cater makes food for work, work. And it doesn't stop at lunch. With Easy Cater, you've got great breakfast options, snacks, treats, and more. Whenever and wherever work happens, Easy Cater's here to make the food happen. Order now at easycater.com.
Guys, it's Moose from PXY Mornings, and I know I spoke about my new ride a few times on the air. Bought a brand new 2025 Honda Civic Sport from my friends at Eid Honda, and I love it. This is my third Civic, and I wanted to let you know that February is a great time to take advantage of Eid Honda's signature easy as 1-2-3 lease deals this month. At Eid Honda, if you put $1,000 down, $2,000, or even $3,000 down, your lease payment includes all fees in first month's payments. One of the things a majority of us don't like doing is dealing with the hassle of having to purchase a new car. But coming from someone who experienced it at Eid, I can easily say it really was the smoothest, easiest car buying experience I have ever had. Leasing a 2025 CRV at Eid Honda really is as easy as 1-2-3. $1,000 due at delivery for $469 a month for 36 months, or $2,000 due at delivery for $437 a month for 36 months. Don't wait. Now is the time to buy at Eid, and they always make it easy. So go see my friends and get your new ride at Eid. It's as easy as 1-2-3.
I'm still trying to piece this story together because it really doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but I'll give you the details that I have as of right now. Police are investigating at least two adults that got onto a school bus and got involved in a fight between two Rochester City School District students. And this altercation was all caught on a cell phone. So a woman named Zoe told 13 that her 12-year-old cousin was assaulted by a classmate and two other adults who boarded their school bus while on the way home from school. Zoe said that her phone began blowing up while she was at work with calls and texts from numerous family members informing her that her 12-year-old was being rushed to the hospital. Obviously a huge shock, not really sure what was going on. It was around 3 p.m. on January 27th, on your birthday, when the bell ended up ringing for the end of the school day at Thurgood Marshall Middle School on Lake Ave. As the bus made a stop on Electric Avenue to drop off a student, according to the cell phone video captured on the school bus, the 12-year-old and other classmates began fighting. The district said that that's when several adults started to make their way onto the bus. Now, these adults are unidentified. And
where did these adults come from?
They just came on the bus? Like, I'm so confused. They pushed and held the bus driver back. Well, at least two other adults became involved in the altercation as well. This is all according to the district. Allowing adults to get on a school bus is a whole nother issue because people's parents send their kids to school in trusting that they're going to be safe in the school setting on a school bus. Not that random strangers are going to come on and get involved in altercations. The district has contracts with numerous different bus companies. Obviously, we know the bus driver shortage is very much alive and well. And the district is not identifying which company this incident took place with, which bus company was involved, but the Rochester Police Department said that no one has been charged at this time, and it's an ongoing investigation. I don't understand how these two random adults just made their way onto the bus. I don't get that. They were obviously at a stop, like I said.
Yeah, there's a lot of unanswered questions with this story.
The only thing that I can think of is, like, there was a fight that started to break out. Somebody texted an older person that they knew, and they just got on the bus to defuse, defend, or engage.
Right, but you had a 12-year-old that ended up in the hospital.
Yeah, fully in the hospital. And this is what is so tricky about society today. Like, I have an aunt who is a teacher, a special education teacher, and she gets beat by her students weekly. Her students throw things at her, punch her, kick her, bite her.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And she is not allowed to fight back.
She can't do anything.
Like, I'm pretty sure she, like, broke her ankle at one point because of this. And, like, she has to just, like, sit there and take it, which even if you are trying to, like, calm a student or, like, just move them to a different direction, that is considered you also assaulting them, which is insane.
Well, we know what it feels like to be a CVS employee because they have to sit back and watch, too.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you just can't engage anymore today. But anyways, going more into depth in this story, the Rochester City School District is going to work with law enforcement to ensure that those responsible are prosecuted to the highest extent possible.
Well, yeah, it's an ongoing investigation at this time.
I don't know who these people are that just decided, I'm going to board this bus.
There's a lot of holes in the story, in my opinion, but I'm sure we'll find out more as time goes on. But let's shift into some happier news, shall we? We just talked to Dwayne about Galentine's Day. He was a little rattled at me, for sure. And I don't know. I just feel like there's so many parents that could use a Galentine's Day, and we're going to get into Parental Confidential next. But let's give away some of those wine and chocolate festival tickets.
Yeah, you want? Well, okay, that's
yeah,
fine with me.
Let's do it.
585-252-9800. We do have a pair of tickets to the Rochester Riverside Convention Center this Saturday. So we're going to hook you up with a pair of tickets. We're looking for caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800. Guys, you can celebrate Valentine's Day. You can do a girls' night out or just a date night. You can sip the wines. You can sample. You can shop. There's 75 wineries. I've never been. Breezy, you've been to this before. Right?
I have. It's really fun. Think about like a wine tour in the summer. Obviously, you can't do that in the winter.
Only indoors.
You can do this. This is the same type of vibe and energy. It's a lot of fun.
All right. We'll get to a winner coming up for that. Plus, Parental Confidential is next. How many of you listening this morning have a child at home who loves to victimize themselves and just sulk after getting in trouble? Abby from Pittsford says her son is getting better and better at doing this. And now it's to a point where he's getting incredibly good at playing the victim. We'll dive into her message for Parental Confidential coming up next on PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, 41 for the high today. That's odd, but okay. This is really emotional, the weather. We also have more chances for you guys to win tickets for this Saturday at the Convention Center for the Wine and Chocolate Fest, along with The Wiz, which is coming to the West Tour Auditorium Theater. Chances for that, both of those pairs of tickets coming up. How many of you listening this morning have a child at home who loves to victimize themselves after getting in trouble? Abby from Pittsford says her son is getting better and better at this. Sound familiar, Breezy?
Yikes.
Abby writes in and says, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. My 7-year-old son seems to victimize himself after he gets in trouble or grounded. He pouts. I'm not sure if he's seeking attention or what. For example, we have one rule about watching TV in the house. He's not allowed to watch YouTube in his playroom because we're not always there to supervise what he's watching on it. So he's only allowed to watch Netflix or Disney on there. Well, about a week or two ago, he was supposed to be watching Netflix. My husband walked in, caught him on YouTube.
Uh-oh.
So we talked to him about how he lost our trust. And he now has lost TV privileges. Well, he went to his room to lay in the dark. I walked in, asked what was going on, and he says, it's going to be a terrible night. I don't deserve life.
Oh, my God.
Very dramatic. 2 weeks ago, he got in trouble again because he has a really hard time following simple instructions. So we took his Switch he got for Christmas away while I was going to give it back to him the other day because his behavior has been better. When we asked him where his Switch games were, he told us he threw them all in the trash because we took it away from him and he doesn't deserve anything. We were livid because we would never expect him to do such a thing.
Right.
And the worst part is he seemed to have no remorse, which is something we are struggling with as well, but he's a pretty good kid. But with this area, we are absolutely struggling. We are not sure what to do to help teach him remorse, but also to take accountability and not play victim to all of his actions. Does anyone have any advice or has dealt with something similar to this.
The throwing the games away is crazy.
That came in from Abby from Pittsburgh. Thank you so much for the message. But I can remember a couple of times as a kid, this is how I would react. You victimize yourself. I don't deserve it. Then we've talked about many times on this show, my mother, and you know, we were obsessed with Nintendo. So when you get in trouble, most parents
first
would
thing to go.
They would take away the controllers and hide them. My mom would take away the console, the controllers, the cords, sometimes the TV, and they'd be, it was like an Easter egg hunt. We'd always find them.
Yeah, no. My mom's hiding spot was just like literally on her like vanity. I'm like, right.
585-252-9800. We love when you guys weigh in with stuff like this. I know a lot of you are parents and you've dealt with situations like the one Abby is currently dealing with. But her son, as soon as he gets in trouble, he's laying in his room in the dark. I don't deserve life.
Like, but it's like so manipulative too, because you like start to feel bad for them.
Well, is there a deeper issue going on here? And I could already see some of the texts coming in immediately, and that's what people are saying. Let's go to Jill. Jill from Gates says, we have this same kid. My six-year-old acts the same way, always punishing himself. Pretty much sort of the exact way, especially if he accidentally hurts his little brother to the point of tears. He starts slapping his head as a punishment. And that's the only time he does it, though. I guess you could say I am seeking some advice just like Abby is. This person says, it sounds like your child is struggling with some confidence and mental health issues, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I was very similar as a child, and it was due to my parents' reactions. I felt guilty, and then I punished myself. And then I got screamed at for punishing myself. I'm not trying to say that you or your husband are reacting wrong, but this is what led to my behavior for me when I was your son's age.
Right.
Interesting.
Makes sense.
I got in trouble once when I was a kid, because when I got in trouble, I went into my bedroom and I started bashing my head up against the wall.
That explains so much.
I don't know where that came from, but I can
relate. The kids that were like hurting themselves, I'm like, I love myself too much. I could never. I think it's a deeper rooted thing, and I think counseling is needed, because you need to learn coping skills at a young age, because if you don't, you're just going to continue to play victim for the rest of your life. And I know people like this, like they find themselves in situations and it's always everybody else's problem. It's never your problem. And that's really what it boils down to, is like your kid is not being able to recognize or take accountability for the fact that They messed up. So own it, move on, and be done with it. Don't sit here and sulk, because I'm telling you right now, if you think it's bad at age 7, it's going to be terrible at age 27.
Yeah, trust me.
They'll be on TikTok blaming everybody. It's too much. It's too much.
Are we secretly talking about you, or are you just talking in general? Oh, you in general? Okay.
I mean, I would never in a million years hurt myself or hit myself. So we're not talking about me. Like I said, I love myself too much to
myself. No, I know. I was just talking about the victim part. Hi, Moose and Breezy. Just wanted to add in that my 7-year-old does this, and according to extensive Googling, this is pretty normal. Interesting. Alyssa says, maybe when you're disciplining him, you could remind him that he's still a good boy and just made a wrong choice, and that you still love him. He's definitely sulking, but also he's a bit hard on himself. Verbally remind him he is loved and that you just want what's best for him. That's just an idea, Alyssa says. And then we get Mike that's chiming in that says, this is what happens when you use gentle parenting too much. Oh,
yikes. Yikes.
Good morning, Moose and Breezy. When he says or does these traumatic responses, does the mom feel like it's a manipulation tactic? How does she respond? Because this is kind of normal. This is a bit, sulking is normal, but this is a bit outside the range of normal and is something I would consider a possible precursor to mental health issues.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I'm saying. Go to therapy. Like, get him counseling immediately. I'm not saying forever, just like learn how to deal with it.
I think, you know, with therapy and mental health therapists and all that stuff today, I feel like it's way more common for kids to sit down and talk to them than it was 10, 15 years ago, maybe even 5 years ago. I could be wrong about that, but I mean, I was doing it as a kid. When I had meltdowns, I remember, and God, was I pissed off when I was told I had to go sit in a room and talk to this lady about what was going on. I was so angry. And it's crazy how I remember all that at such a young age, mm-hmm. but it sticks with you. Courtney says, good morning, guys. Yes, this is a manipulation tactic, and it's not just kids who do it. This is a carbon copy of how many adults respond to punishment. It's a way of flipping narrative and avoiding the emotional discomfort of taking accountability for one's missteps. And it's sad to say, but I had an ex-boyfriend at the age of 31 who was just like this.
Yeah. No, I know. That's why, wow. I'm saying get ahead of it now, because your kid's going to become a narcissist. It's going to be tough.
God, there's a lot of people.
It's your problem. I'm the victim. It's always me situations. It's like, you put yourself there. So shut up.
And then they might tell you to stop being so emotional. Allison says, Moose and Breezy, I'm happy to talk to this mom. For the most part, this is normal behavior, but I would recommend just having your child talk to someone or myself in depth to get more info on if this is a deeper issue. Please send this mother my info. If she likes, I'm happy to chat with her free of charge. Thank you. No, yep. Thank you, Allison.
And there it is. So therapy is the answer, and that's all we got for you. Thank you so much for coming to our TED Talk.
Yeah. Thank you, Abby, for the message. Really appreciate it. Good luck with your son. This is it's tough. You think you're going to have kids someday?
Yeah, for sure.
Love that.
Absolutely.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy. We'll do another Parental Confidential tomorrow morning on PXY.
98.
She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. PXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game, Chance
Beat Breezy! Breezy's record is slipping a little bit with 8 wins and 9 losses. We are looking for caller 8 right now.
I'm devastated.
This is for a pair of tickets, you guys, to the Wine and Chocolate Festival this Saturday. That's perfect to celebrate Valentine's Day this weekend. We need caller 8. Let's go to the phones. PXY, what's your name?
My name's Kay.
Okay, good morning.
Special K, what up, queen?
Morning.
Special K is caller 8. All right, Kay.
I'm so ready.
You are so ready.
I'm so ready, too.
We just need you to talk a little trash to Breezy before we get started. Can you do that?
Oh, yeah. She's going down. We got this.
We
got this. I'm so sorry.
Okay. All right,
Breezy.
That was so big, bad, and scary, Kay. All right, Special K, absolutely slay. I'm leaving the room. Bye.
All right, Kay, here's the situation. All right, the rules are simple. You get 5 seconds to answer each question. If you end in a tie with Breezy, you get the win, okay? Let's go to question 1. What U.S. state produces the most roses for Valentine's Day?
Oh, my God. I feel like it's going to be something random. Illinois.
Oh,
no, can I change it to Florida?
Going with Florida? All right, that's your final answer?
Yes.
Final answer is Florida. All right, let's go to question number 2. Kay, in 1989, Nintendo released this handheld console that people went crazy over. What was it called?
Game Boy?
Going with the Game Boy. Let's go to question number 3. Kay, which Kardashian was featured on the cover of Forbes?
Kylie.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Let's go over to question 4. What number? You like to drink, Kay?
Yes. Yes, I do.
What number is on the bottle of every Jack Daniel's Sour Mash Whiskey?
Oh my gosh, I know this. I just got my dad a bottle.
Just got your dad a bottle of Jack Daniel's whiskey. What's the number on it? You got 3 seconds.
Oh, no. 57 is ketchup. 58? I don't know.
Final answer?
Yeah.
All right. Going with 58. And yeah, last question, Kay. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Is a quote by who?
Oh, my God. Why am I blanking right now?
I believe
the guy who went on the moon.
Right. What's his name?
I don't know.
And time is up. I'm so sorry. All right. We're going to bring Breezy back into the room. That's okay. Listen, you still have a great chance at winning this. We're going to tally these up. Breezy? All right, let's go over to Kay. We are looking at a total of 2 out of 5. That's correct, Kay.
She's like, you're going all the way down. I'm like, all right, we'll see.
Yeah,
we'll
no,
see.
All right.
She choked. It's giving Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, my God. All right, Kay, stay right there, okay? I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to go over to our girl, Breezy. Question number one. Breezy, what U.S. state produces the most roses on Valentine's Day?
Ohio.
Uh-huh. Okay. It's going with Ohio. Final answer. Question number two. In 1989, Breezy, Nintendo released a handheld console that people went crazy over. What was the name of it?
Nintendo DS.
All right. Nintendo DS. Did that come in different colors?
Oh, actually, I think it was the Nintendo Color. It was the flip one.
Okay.
But whatever.
Question number three, Breezy. Which Kardashian was featured on the cover of Forbes? Clock is ticking.
I feel like it was Kylie.
Final answer?
Yeah.
All right, we're going with Kylie Jenner. In question number four, Breezy, what number is on the bottle of every Jack Daniel's Sour Mash Whiskey?
Very specific. 87? I have no idea. I don't know any of these questions. What's the theme here?
Mixed bag. And let's go to question number five. Breezy, big space girl.
Huge
space girl.
Love NASA.
That's one small step for man. One giant leap for mankind is a quote by who?
Lance Armstrong. Neil Armstrong.
Final answer?
Neil Armstrong.
All right. Going with Neil Armstrong? All right, let's check back in with Kay. Are you did you drive off the road yet? Or are you still there, Kay?
No, I'm still here. I have hope.
You do have hope.
Oh,
okay.
She has hope. Okay.
All right, let's go to the board, and right now we are looking at it is a tie.
Yeah, I knew
it's
it would
a tie.
Be.
Tie.
That was really hard.
I will give that to you.
That we are going to go through the board, Kay. We're going to hook you up with that pair of tickets to the Wine and Chocolate Festival, but we got to go through this list, okay? Because this was tough. What U.S. state produces the most roses? You went with Florida. Breezy went with Ohio. It's actually California.
Right.
In 1989, Nintendo released the Game Boy. Kay, you are correct. Breezy went with the Color DES. I think that came later.
No, Nintendo Color.
Nintendo Color.
Yeah.
Kylie Jenner was on the color.
But what did she say?
Game Boy.
Oh.
And then, of course, Jack Daniels, the number on that bottle is 7. And Breezy got this right. It was Neil Armstrong who did that famous quote.
So which ones did she get right? She got the Game Boy one right, and then what was the other one?
Kylie Jenner.
Yeah.
Well, hey, listen, congratulations. You're going to go to the Rochester Riverside Convention Center this Saturday. Who are you going to bring with you, Kay?
My husband.
You're going to love it. It's so much fun.
You guys can sip all the wines and eat all the chocolates, all right?
Make sure you Uber because you can definitely get twisted there for sure.
Hey, Kay.
I will be.
Hey, real quick, before I let you go, say my name is Kay from Rochester, and I just kind of beat Breezy.
My name is Kay from Rochester, and I just kind of beat Breezy.
Period.
Wait a minute. Something's missing.
Oh. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Well, I haven't done this in a while. Let's talk about our good friends at RG&E. read this story this morning that there was a rally against Arginine that took place at Rochester City Hall with Metro Justice urging local government leaders to take action as thousands of residents face power shutoffs. That was pretty much, I might be one of them. I might be one of them.
No.
If you're not familiar with Metro Justice, correct me if I'm wrong here, but I'm positive they're a progressive, member-driven grassroots organization. And I believe they're dedicated to social and economic and racial justice here, right here in Rochester, New York. They claim that from 2023 to 2024, RG&E shutoffs tripled to over 13,000, while profits increased by more than 13 million. And then RG&E held a community event to assist customers with their accounts, which is great on their part. But they said the goal is to help you keep your lights on and your gas flowing.
Right.
One RG&E customer shared her story at the rally, saying RG&E shut off her power for 3 months due to a $6,000 bill from a previous apartment. And she says, we were all at a hotel all through Thanksgiving, Christmas. All my money went towards the hotel expenses. Rochester has the third highest energy burden in the entire country.
And that's insane.
They're saying we can no longer afford RG&E any longer. We just can't do it. Yes, we had more terminations in the past, in the last 2 years, they said. But a big part of this is because COVID. I mean,
So that was 5 years ago. Time to pack that excuse up.
Yeah, they're still talking about COVID. They noted that 57% of customers are currently delinquent, and RG&E encouraged customers to reach out for assistance. Please give us a call. We have over 400 reps sitting here waiting for calls. So the goal is to contact us to make the arrangement, because by the time we get to the disconnection phase, it's been months where you have not responded to our attempts. Well, I can tell you right now, that's a bunch of BS, and it's not true. Because I just got a bill last week saying your power is going to be shut off on the 20th if your bill is not paid by next week.
Right.
It was my first notice, and they were late on sending me my bill. And what this comes down to is we need more options than RG&E. I mean, sure, you're lucky if you live in Fairport and get Fairport Electric.
Right.
But that's not the case for most people.
It's a very small percentage of this entire region.
RG&E made $120 million last year.
Not and, shocked at all.
Dealing with them is just becoming more difficult. All right, coming up on the show, Breezy walked into the studio this morning. She smiled at me, and what I noticed...
There was a little twinkle on the tooth.
There was a
twinkle. They call her twinkle teeth.
There was a twinkle on the tooth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys, I don't know. I'm just trying something new. You know what I mean? I know my Instagram handle's Breezy on Air, but I think it should be Breezy on Ice. Because honestly... So much ice in my mouth right now. There's a cold front coming.
What are you doing? This is ridiculous.
I don't know. I don't know. Justice for trying new things.
What happens when you take an afternoon and go to Geneva.
I got roasted. Will you roast me? The phone lines are open. 585-252-9800. I'll tell you what I did coming up next.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, here we go. Right, of course. Yeah. Speaks why mornings. Moose Breezy on Ice. I can't believe what I witnessed this morning. This girl spends one afternoon in Geneva and then comes back poor. You know why she came back broke? Tell him, Breeze.
I'm not broke. I'm actually up.
Oh, yeah, right.
If anything.
Right.
I'm up. I got my fix yesterday. I went to Geneva. I got a nice little Mexican dish. Beautiful Mexican restaurant there. And they were having a Galentine's Day celebration.
You went to Geneva?
Yeah, they had vendors. They had people doing different types of treatments. Facials, lash lifts, brow lamps, anything you wanted. And then I found out while I was there that they were doing tooth gems. And I was just kind of like, do I get a tooth gem right now? And I sent it, guys. I got my tooth gem.
Let me see it. Smile.
Ding. The glimmer. Glimmer in my smile. So I literally...
Smile.
Ding.
You guys got to see this. She walked in the studio this morning and smiled at me. And all, I see a little...
Blinded.
I'm like, what is that? She goes, I did something yesterday.
So I did something.
I'm like, it looks silly. I'm not going to lie. Because there's got to be a cutoff age. You're talking about an almost 31-year-old woman.
Cutoff age for what? Having fun?
A gem on her tooth. I'm like, what are we doing with this? What's the theme? This is my brand.
It's not... Have you literally seen... Have you seen the studio? Have you seen my desk? It's all, everything's bedazzled.
It would make sense.
I have tinsel in my hair. I have tinsel in my
teeth. You did one tooth. You got to do the whole mouth.
I'm not doing the whole mouth. Less is more, Moose.
All right.
Trust
me. How much was that?
Take it from me. $25.
Okay. So we know it's not real.
That's for you. That's for me to know. No, for you to find out.
It was $25, Breezy. You paid $25 for a sticker.
It's not a sticker. It's infused to my teeth.
And how long does that last?
She said it could last up to a year. So.
Why though?
So, because I like it. I called my mom after. She was appalled.
Yeah, she was
pissed.
That
thing better come out of your mouth by the time you get to Florida. I was like, it's not going to. Buzz off.
You just felt the need when you were in Geneva to do something that would make you feel a little crazy.
Just a little spicy.
How did you feel when you got it done? And how is it sticking to your tooth?
It's like adhesive. So like, did you ever have braces growing up?
For 3-4 years.
Yeah. So you know how they like put that light on you?
Yeah.
That's how it sticks. It's like braces. So I, my friend and I were there and I was like, do we get tooth gems? She was like, yeah.
Let me see what color is it.
It's silver. It's so good.
Now, if you would have put it on the front tooth, that would be more baller.
No, I need to do it on my fangs.
Guys, can we please, feel free, 585-252-9800.
No, you can roast me.
Breezy wants you to roast her.
You can roast me. It's totally fine.
The texts are coming in.
Completely used to it. It's totally fine. Here's the situation. So I got this done. My friend and I got this done. We were like so pumped. And then I said to her, I said, I'm not going to tell my girlfriend. I'm just going to wait for her to notice. So she comes home and I'm kind of like not hiding it, but like not outright
obvious
smiling out of the right side of my mouth.
Sure.
And I'm just like being all like subtle and so mysterious. And we're on a Zoom call with somebody and she goes, Oh my God, is that a tooth gem? And I was like, yeah, but like we're on a meeting right now. So let's be respectful to the people that we're chatting with right now. So afterwards, she had to run and go to a prior engagement. So we didn't really get a chance to talk about it. She came home absolutely beside herself. She's like,
"Yeah,
did you really get a tooth gem? Oh my God, that's so white trash. Like, ew.
White trash.
Like, you're so gross." And I was just like, yeah, like.
Look at this text.
This is me.
Coming in from Slick Rick. Well, I think we all figured out who robbed that Dubai jewelry store in Grease Ridge Mall.
No, literally. People are like, not you having grills. I'm like, okay. So then I took, so she made me feel like low key bad about it. So I was like, okay, I'll take it off. But
that would hurt though, wouldn't it? I mean, it's really glued on there.
I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know how to get it off. So I took to my Instagram because I trust what the people have to say. You know what I mean? And, you know, 100 people voted, oh my God, I absolutely hate it. And only 25 people said it was cool. So.
Well, I don't like those odds.
I don't love those odds. Hi. I don't love those odds.
Andy, what's up, man? You're live.
If she can get a tooth thing, you can get a dog.
There. Andy, who took this call? Who took this call?
If Breezy can get a gem in her mouth, I can get a dog. Ain't that right? That's the truth, no. Andy. Thanks for weighing in, buddy. Yeah, thank you, man.
Thank you so much.
Andy, what are you doing right now? Where are you? What are you doing right now?
I just took my daughter to school.
Okay. Oh, you did?
Okay. I love that for you, Andy. Have a great day. And that's not even comparison, but thank you so much.
Honestly, I think that, I think Andy's daughter is going to want a tooth gem now, too.
Okay, let's get to some text here. If there's a cutoff age for tooth gems, then where's a cutoff age for Moose's skinny jeans? Period. This person says, I will not be roasting Breezy because I'm almost 29 years old and I want one. Where did you go? Drop the link. I was out in Geneva. I mean, I'm sure they do it everywhere, but I...
You can still... Do they still have a piercing pagoda in the mall? That's where I went to go pierce my ear when I was younger.
I just think it's cool because, like, it is like a ear piercing for your teeth.
Heather says, Moose, it's a trend. People can do what they want.
Also, it's like very subtle. And listen, I'm a very, like, once I decide something, I decide it. But at the same time, I don't really care what people think. But at the same time, I do feel
you
like...
You do care what people think because you wouldn't have posted a poll on your Instagram page to get people's thoughts.
No, I was just in a debate with my girlfriend. And I wanted to see if people were on my side. And they weren't. So I'll remove it.
You're really going to take it out?
Oh, no. I mean, like, the Instagram post. Because it didn't go in my favor.
That's what it really comes down to.
The only qualm I have with the tooth gem is this. Is, like, it's kind of pushing against my gum. So it kind of feels like I have braces. So that's the only... Like, I'm a big sensory girl. Like, I get irritation with that. So I might take it out because of that. But... I don't know. I think it's completely baller.
And going back to that last text message, they're not even skinny jeans, okay? When I go to purchase purchase my pants, they're called fitted, okay? That's the title of them. Fitted jeans. Mind you, I can't even get them anymore because Express went out of business. Yes. I'm sorry. They went bankrupt.
So you have ice on your neck. I have ice in my mouth. It is what it is.
There's no diamonds on it. It's just gold.
It doesn't matter. It's bling out.
Yeah. We're
bling out.
This is quite the morning show. We're living the high life on a budget.
If you guys want pictures of the tooth gem, I'll post it. But I need to get 3 texts about it.
So. Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour.
All right, let's get right into it. As you guys know, the 15th annual Bachelor Auction is close to a month away. And this is your chance to get your tickets now at cscrochester.org. But Breezy and I, once again, will be emceeing the event.
Yeah, we're so excited to be hosting. We do it every year. We've been a part of this organization for quite some time, even before both of us were even here. Yeah. And I'm excited to go back to our roots at Anthology on March 22nd.
That's
right. It's going to be very fun.
All right, so speaking of the Bachelor Auction... from CSC of Rochester, we are joined by our close friend, Hunter Johnson, this morning. What's up, Hunter?
Good morning. Thanks for having me again.
Hi, King.
Hi.
We love you so much.
Hunter, I got to ask. It's Galentine's Day. You got plans tonight?
I don't have it tonight. Tomorrow, I'm actually going to dinner with quite a few.
30 of your closest friends?
Yeah.
You typically do.
That was literally you guys last weekend.
Yeah,
at Burns. Just absolutely tearing it up.
So we got after it the other weekend for CSC Pub Crawl.
Yes, we did. I may have gotten a minor concussion at one point that night.
Yes. So we have a couple of the Bachelors live in the studio with us. But before we introduce them and get a chance to get to know them before the big night, Hunter, lay out all the details. What, where, when, ticket prices, all that.
Yeah, so as Breezy said, it is March 22nd at Anthology this year, kind of our stomping grounds from a while back. But ticket pricing, it's going to be $35 per person for general admission. Or a 4-pack, which gives you kind of a discount there of $120. Don't ask me to do the math right now.
General admission, it'd just be $30 a person.
Then yeah, $35.
That's for GA.
Yeah.
For GA. If you want to get 4 tickets, it's $120?
Yes. Yep. So it'd be $30 per person. You're right.
Perfect. Honestly, we're no math whiz, so that was actually very impressive that he did that. So.
For sure.
Yeah.
And then VIP. What's the cost for VIP tickets?
VIP tickets will be $55 for that ticket.
And then that includes
You get exclusive access.
It's a mingle moment. Yeah, it's a mingle moment.
Okay. So this is a chance for everybody who gets there. You pay an extra couple bucks, and keep in mind this is all for charity. You get the free champagne, you get drinks, you get a chance to mingle with the Bachelors before they actually go on stage, which is great. Okay, wonderful. And it's going to be at Anthology on East Avenue.
Yes, sir.
March 20. What time can people get there?
They can start arriving. The general happy hour is at 7:30. VIP, I believe we're going to have at 6:30 or 6. I got to double check on that.
Okay, perfect. Great. And keep in mind, guys, last year people dressed to the nines. There's no jeans allowed.
No.
Come dress to impress. Okay? So, Breezy, you're going to wear your sequins, whatever.
No, full sequin jumper. I'm going to look like Taylor Swift.
Yes, Diva.
It's totally fine. Hopefully the shipping starts working by then. And yeah, we're very excited because, like Moose said, this all goes back to charities. Cancer Support Community Rochester is near and dear to our hearts. And if you're not familiar with it, it's formerly known as Gildas Club Rochester. And right. what they do at that organization is they really support people who are going through cancer, people who have family members going through cancer, anybody who has been affected by cancer, by a close loved one, friend, family, whatever the case may be, you have support there and you have an open ear, an open arm, all of the things. So I really enjoy doing that because what we do before we get into all the fun of the bachelor auction is we hear from some of those people that have benefited from these services. And it's really touching and it's really moving and just it really brings everything full circle to know like this is the reason why we're here. Although we have fun, although we throw drinks back, although we, you know, are dancing and laughing and having a great time, it really goes back and stays in our community, which I love.
We want to let you guys be very aware of where your money is going, and it is helping so many people. That being said, let's introduce our first bachelor. All right, we're going to turn the mic over to, your name is?
McQuaid
Thomas Milligan.
McQuaid Thomas Milligan. Thanks for coming in the
studio. Sounds made up, I will say.
That's just the government name.
Do we call you Mac for short?
Mac and cheese, Big Mac,
Mac
whatever
Daddy.
You want.
All
Mac right. Daddy's been there. Everything that goes with Mac, I've been called it.
Perfect. All right.
Mac, tell us your age, what you do for a living.
I am 29 years old. I am in software sales. Software sales.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crushing it.
Absolutely.
And what made you want to become a bachelor? Tell us your backstory here.
Yeah, you know, so Hunter over here, who we just heard from, he actually found me on the side of the road over out by Tin Cup. I was just a golden retriever out on the side of the road.
Just
6'5", blonde hair, blue eyes, you know, just on the side of the road. And Hunter graciously picked me up in his Ferrari and brought me over to here.
That tracks so hard.
Yeah, no, but actually, no, Hunter invited me to be on this, and I lost my grandfather to cancer, so this is a very important cause to me. And this, I know Hunter, I know a lot of people that are in this, and I love Rochester, and this is right up my alley, so I'm pumped to be here.
Yeah, this pumped. It's going to be great.
The 585 is originally your home.
Absolutely. I went to Fisher. I'm from Buffalo.
Okay.
From Buffalo, Williamsville. Shout out Williamsville. Shout out 716. But went to Fisher, moved around for grad school, came back. I live right downtown Park Ave, represent 585. So
all right.
Let's go Cardinals.
We got a local boy.
Let's go Cardinals.
All right. Dress to impress on the 22nd of March. All right. So, Mac, why should somebody bid on you? I mean, you're a good-looking dude. How tall are you?
I'm 6'5". Sometimes they say 7 feet. Sometimes they say 7 feet. It grows every day, you know?
Right.
Still growing. 29 years old, still growing.
Depends on how tall the hair is.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I met this guy a couple of minutes ago, and let me tell you, ladies, he's a tree. He's a tree.
So. Oh, he also models on the side as well when he's not crunching numbers with the software sales.
But that's right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
29. Do you have roommates or live alone?
Oh, one roommate. Nice little townhouse over right off Park Ave. So we got a nice cute orange cat. Shout out my roommate, Josh. He's probably listening. Josh is the man.
I was going to ask you, is this roommate male or female?
He's male. And yeah, there's potential for a double date if someone wants to win me.
he goes, I have a roommate. And by roommate, I mean girlfriend. And by girlfriend, I mean wife.
I am very, very single.
Okay, there
Perfect.
You go. So, as far as being single, explain to us the type of woman you're looking for, Mac.
Definitely someone fun, personality. You know, like I always say, like, I don't do boring. So, definitely got to have some sort of personality. Got to have, you know, be into different things. Be energetic, you know, be doing different things. Have some passions, you know, have some energy. I don't do boring, you know, so it's got to have something.
Period. Well,
what about a girl who smokes cigarettes or vapes?
You know, personality is what matters. You know, it's got to be what's inside, you know, not what's on the outside. You could be the best person in the world and smoke and vape a pack a day, I guess. You can smoke some Marlboros and you might be amazing, you know.
But, and you're okay with that.
You're perfect. You know, you got to be perfect then.
Be direct. Are you in a girl who smokes or not?
No, I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no right there.
Especially considering the fact that we're supporting CSC. We're going to say no.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
100%. Okay, so you love a girl who doesn't smoke, but somebody energetic, has goals, has ambitions.
Yep.
You prefer somebody who has kids or no kids?
I'm going to say no kids.
He answered that one quickly.
Have you ever dated a woman with kids?
Not officially, you know, but I've dated women with kids.
Okay, so not officially, but
let's fill in the blank there. We don't have to go into.
You know, the Facebook
that.
Status wasn't changed, Moose. Let's just say that.
You woke up to somebody accidentally calling you dad.
I'm going to defer that one.
Okay,
oh my God.
Great. Mac is our first bachelor. And Hunter, The Bachelors are also going on CSC Rochester. When? Do we know when that's taking place? All the Bachelors? I believe it's...
The roster.
The roster. Yeah.
The roster should be in the next couple of weeks, I believe, that we're going
to
be putting them
So you can have pictures, bios, you can donate to their pages. And another awesome thing that they'll be doing leading up is they have these guest bartending events. So if you want to dive into that a little bit more. So you don't have to wait till the 22nd to actually meet Mac or Paul, who we're going to talk to in a minute here.
Yeah.
Yeah, there will be a few guest bartending events. We're having one at the Dead Red Pecker. We're going to have one at Tin Cup again. That's been doing a lot of events for us.
Oh, yeah. How was the other night?
Oh, it was great. Success? It was an awesome turnout, especially having everybody there that was dedicated to that specific event. It was really great.
Awesome.
Everything. I was yelling at all the speed daters. Sorry about that again if any of you are listening. But yeah, it was a great turnout. We're also doing another guest bartending event at Daily Refresher, by the way.
And when is that going to be?
Ooh, that one is...
Because a lot of our bachelors, if you guys want to come out and meet them in person, a lot of them will be guest bartending at places like Tin Cup, Daily Refresher, Ziggy's, all these places.
Yeah, it's going to be throughout February, the end of February and early March as well. I just don't know off the top of my head.
Thank you, Hunter.
And yeah, last we'll be listing them on the social networks.
Last thing for our boy Mac here, before you guys get to see him live on stage on March 22nd at the auction, you see our girl... Breezy over there. She just got a tooth gem. Oh. Pretend Breezy is somebody she's a beautiful gal. You're in the club, okay? Yeah. How would you approach her as a single man? Okay, I'm going to play a little bit of music here.
Yeah, play it.
Yeah, let me, what do I want to play here? Something sexy.
In the clear, we all fan. Yeah, yeah.
All right, Mac, the stage is yours.
So I'm going after Breezy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Breezy, so I spot you probably on the dance floor. We probably make some eye contact.
No. Walk over her.
He's setting the scene. He's setting the scene.
I'm setting the scene.
Oh, go for it.
I'm break dancing. I'm on my head at this point. Yeah, fully. I'm sweating from every orifice of my body.
She knows what I'm talking about. I gotta set the scene.
My apologies.
We love a narrator.
Right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So you know, Breezy, we probably see you early in the night, right?
Yeah.
Probably see you. We make eye contact. You know, you and your friends, you're whispering about me, right? So we make a couple eye contacts. Then after, when the timing is right, I'm walking over, and I'm just going, hey, baby, you look good today.
So act it out. Play it out. I want to see this scene.
Yeah.
So, hey, Breezy, hey, you look good today. What's up?
Plot twist, it's 11 a.m. We're in a pub. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I like that new tooth you got. What's that in your... That little tooth thing. Is that new?
Yeah, it's new. It's iced out, so...
I could get a matching one if you want.
Yeah?
You want to go?
We should. Yeah, let's get out of
this club.
Why are we at this club at 11 a.m.? We should go get tooth gems.
Yeah, so I say tooth gems and tats.
Yeah. Don't get crazy. Don't push your luck. And then we go get married. And that's kind of how that plays out.
Before you do that,
for sure.
You guys both get tramp stamps.
Right.
Yeah.
That was well done, Mac. Way to think on your feet. Coming up on the show, we're going to introduce you to our next bachelor, Paul, right after the commercial break. Stay there. It's PXY Mornings. PXY Mornings, welcome back to the show. We are talking Bachelor Auction this morning, and we have a few of the Bachelors in the studio with us to give you a chance to, we want to give you a chance to just get to know them.
Not the speed dating live on air. I think it's great because this gives you a little peek inside of what you're in for on March 22nd at Anthology for the 15th annual Bachelor Auction. We're so excited to be a part of it again. We just heard from Mac Daddy. He's absolutely crushing it. And now we have our friend Paul, who he seems ramped and ready.
Paul, what's up?
Good morning.
Paul.
Good morning, WGIZ PXY. Good morning, Rochester.
Nice to meet you, man. How old are you?
I am 46.
46? You look good for your age.
I love the range. I do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Thank you.
People are like, I don't want to go out with a 20-year-old. It's like, no.
How tall are you?
Not quite 6'5 or 3. I'm more like 5'9.
Yeah, you and me both. Yeah. Now, for those of you listening right now, Paul looks like a younger version of George Clooney with a longer beard.
And a long hair. Yeah.
He's got this skateboard vibe to him. And
he brought us gifts.
Yeah, what's in the bag?
So I'm one of the proud owners of Ape and Canary, and I heard someone mention brow lamination and brow this and that and the other, and I figured it was time for a massage or treat yourself with a facial. So for both Moose and Breezy,
will buy whatever you're selling.
We have some lotions and potions, some candles.
Wait a second.
Some sweatshirts.
Wait a second.
Really heavy.
Mac, what did you bring us?
A good attitude.
Yeah, I just brought my, you know, my good looks and charm, you know?
Dude, honestly, thank you so much. It's very sweet of you.
I'm going with Paul. Sorry.
I might have given you the wrong bag, though, because one of them's got the gift card has your name on it, so whichever.
We definitely shouldn't be doing this live on air.
I know. It's okay. It's okay.
Now, we'll do this later. So
Paul,
sorry.
I want to ask you, bud, what got you involved with wanting to be a bachelor?
Absolutely. So 2017, in the midst of me 3 years into a new business and moving from one location to the next, my mom got stricken with cancer. Mm. She passed.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
She was 58, young, and I was 38 at the time. And they were in Florida, and I was up here, and it was rough. It was rough.
Yeah, that's.
We went from like 3 employees to 15. Moved from one location to a 6,000 square foot spot where we are now.
And, where are you located?
Right across from the Strathallen, 566 East Ave.
Gorgeous, sure. Gorgeous.
Yeah, very
from the hotel. Yep.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. My condolences.
Thanks.
And so this obviously, you know what CSC is all about.
Yeah, yeah. Rosanna Dan. I mean, my mother introduced me to Gilda's Club. I mean, that's where it's sort of OG, the OG part of it all.
That's right.
And that's where it all started. So, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of us have, you know, are familiar with the organization, but also there's so many of us that have been touched by cancer itself, whether somebody you know has gone through it, or you as an individual have gone through it. On Saturday, March 22nd, a lot of us are going to be just doing a toast on stage to the people that we lost, the people that we love.
I think my biggest question to you is, like, you know, since you went through such this traumatic passing of your your mother, how long did it take you to get to a spot where you can give back to CSC Rochester and feel comfortable and not feel like, I mean, you're constantly grieving, obviously, but it gets easier, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, fair question. Listen, it happened in 2017. We're at 2025 at this point. It's every day I don't think about her. A little John Denver song might pop on and I think about it immediately. But yeah, having employees and having my own business certainly has helped because it takes my mind off things.
Yeah.
It took some time. It definitely took some time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're getting a couple messages coming in right now from actually a few ladies, one of them being a Laura, who's asking the question, why is a 46-year-old man with a sexy voice single?
And a very successful business.
Fair, you know, fair question. And Laura, I love the question and love the transparency. What it comes down to is this. When you have your own business and you got 25 employees, your personal life and your sort of self-identity kind of gets put on the shelf for a minute.
Takes the back seat.
Until you decide to say, what is it that I want?
Yeah.
And what is it that I'm ready to give back? Or when do I want to have a life?
All right. Well, you're going to be at the auction. Let's say one of the beautiful young ladies that's there, or older women, whoever.
Sure.
Bids on you.
Absolutely.
What does the perfect first date for you look like?
Honestly, let's go out, have a really good meal. I'm a native New Orleanian, so I'm all about the food.
Sure.
I'm all about a good mixed drink. And listen, if she's on that kick about like non-alcoholic beverages, hey, I'm there too. Mm-hmm. We can do that too. Let's go either enjoy something that Rochester actually has to offer, so many things. I went to the RPO Holiday Pops concert. There's incredible little treasures in this city right here. Mm-hmm. We don't have to go anywhere else. And so let's start with something fun. The Nerdvana, this other awesome place.
It's great.
Strong Museum. You play video games at the table with your kids. I'm
so
like, this is
fun.
A thing?
Do you have kids?
I wish.
Not no.
He hopes to after the 22nd.
I've got 20, quote unquote, 25 of them that I work with every day that I kind of have to babysit sometimes.
Right.
But
yeah.
You know.
And I don't know how many. I'm sure you're going to bring your employees on the 22nd.
Absolutely.
They're all going to root for you.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a huge, huge event. We're so looking forward to this. This is Breezy and I's favorite event all year, favorite fundraiser.
Definitely.
So if there are any pet peeves, what are they?
Two things. Halitosis.
I thought he was going to say tooth gems. I was like, not the personal.
No, actually, that's really sexy, actually. That's sexy AF.
Okay, halitosis.
Sexy AF.
Bad breath. And what
halitosis. And also someone who's like sort of, listen, don't give me resting bitch face if I'm trying to like have the courage to come over and talk to you.
Right.
You know, like at least give me a shot. You know, even if my pickup line kind
just
of flops.
Just be open.
Just be cool.
Yeah.
Listen, this is post-COVID. We're all sort of in a weird place.
Right.
Things are going on above and beyond our control. Let's just be kind.
Right.
You know? Even if I'm not trying to attack you. I'm just trying to say hi.
Yeah. Right.
If you guys are just tuning in, we're introducing you to our two first bachelors, Mac and Paul from the 585, who are going to be at the auction on March 22nd in Anthology, which is the original spot I have not been to yet, but it's beautiful. It's right off East Ave. Mac is a 29-year-old software salesman?
Software sales.
Software sales. Why don't you go ahead and plug your Instagram real quick?
Yeah, just McQuaid Milligan. My name's a funky spelling, not like the high school in the area. It's McQuade Milligan. Then I'm that on all platforms.
Okay, and Paul?
Sounds like an alias.
Paul Kaufman 9. My OG Instagram got hacked a few years back, so I had to reboot. 9's my lucky number, so it's Paul Kaufman 9.
All right, great. You guys are awesome. And real quick, I want to get to Hunter. Hunter, go through the list real quick of the bartending events that are coming up.
Yes, now that I actually have the dates in front of me. So we'll be doing the guest bartending events at Dead Red Pecker on February 28th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Got it.
Tin Cup in Fairport on March 7th, 6 to 9 p.m. again. And Daily Refresher on Thursday, March 13th from 6 to 9 p.m.
There you
Let's
have it.
Go.
15th Annual Bachelor Auction
Thank
hosted
you guys
by yours truly.
So much for coming in. And yeah. I know it like... It takes a lot to just come and put yourself out of your comfort zone, whether it be coming on the air, whether it be participating in the auction. So I applaud you both. And Hunter, always great to see you.
Yeah.
It's great to see you too.
Get your tickets now at CSC Rochester. General admission is $35. VIP tickets are $50, right, Hunter? $50.
Yes.
Bucks. Yep. Okay. We'll see you guys on the 22nd. It's Peaks White Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy.
98PXY is free and always will be. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My mother-in-law's cooking is mediocre at best. If young adults want to start buying their own homes, maybe they should stop ordering avocado toast. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hip music station. 98BXY.
585-252-9800 is the number to call if you feel the need to clear
the air, baby.
For There I Said It, some of you got something you need to get off your chest this morning, and that's cool. So do we. Let's get over some text coming in right now. Yeah, a lot of people are really, they like Paul, the Bachelor.
I do, too.
I mean, Mac's cool, too, but Paul Mark
gave us a gift card to go get a massage, and I'm bidding on him, so I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed.
Krista says, beer is absolutely disgusting. There, I said it. Plus, it smells like pee.
It does smell like pee. Why is that?
Stop drinking Natty Ice. Start slamming some delicious Golden Hazy IPAs. Breezy's favorite. Yes.
This is crazy. This person says, it's normal to only have sex a few times a year without calling it celibacy or abstinence. That's not true.
I don't think that's true either.
That's literally not true. I don't think that's normal at all.
So in order to call it, what do you call it? In order to call it celery,
nope.
You have to.
So close. Celibacy.
You have to not have sex at all. You can't just dabble.
Abstinence, yeah.
I'm doing dry January, but I only had three drinks.
But I only drink on Fridays. That's not true.
I only smoke cigarettes, but I only smoke when I drink, which is every day. All right, let's go to Wavy Davey. What's up,
Wavy King? Davey?
I think vanilla is the best flavored ice cream. There, I said it. It's so rich and creamy, and every brand of ice cream has a different vanilla flavor from the next. It's absolutely delicious. And anyone who says different... isn't cultured. Clearly, he's trying to rattle your cage.
So,
we know what he's doing.
The argument of like me being uncultured because I don't know vanilla ice cream, that makes you uncultured. I love vanilla ice cream. It's like, what?
When I was in California, so I think I was in Oakland. I walked into an ice cream shop and he goes, what's up, man? Can I offer you any samples? I was like, let me try the vanilla. He looked at me and he goes, all right. It tastes like vanilla. There was like 40 flavors you could have tried. I was like, let me try the vanilla.
Moose.
What is it?
My tooth gem just fell off.
Thank God.
There's $25.
Oh,
on
yeah.
The tubes.
Yeah. It's going to last for close to a year. Right.
It came off.
If you missed it, Breezy went to Geneva yesterday for a Galentine's date. She got a tooth gem. So she comes in the studio this morning all blinged out. I'm like, it looks ridiculous. She goes, yeah, they said it was going to last close to a year. It fell off 12 hours later.
It just came off. What a ripoff. Talk about lighting $25 on fire. No, I'm pissed. No, I'm devastated. Okay, here's my there I said it for today. If you're going to offer a service, make sure it lasts. There I said it.
That's what's up.
I also have another one today that I'm... Now I'm just mad. Now I'm choosing violence. I am so sick and tired of people posting things that are clearly aimed towards someone specific and then them being like, this isn't really towards anyone. It's just relatable content. It's like you literally wrote out my name. So...
Well, give me just an example.
Say someone goes on TikTok and they're like, I literally hate you and I hate those yellow pants that you wear. And then they write in the caption, this really isn't towards anyone specific. It's just relatable content. It's like, you literally called someone out. So
I think most people use the word literally incorrectly. There I said it. Who else is here? Sebastian. What's up, Sebastian? Oh my God, I feel, where is he? Being single on Valentine's Day is actually better. There's no stress, no expectations, and you save money. F it. There, oh, I said it.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you guys know the deal. We have a listener here who is clearly going through it, so we're going to go ahead and give him a big Moose and Breezy virtual hug this morning.
Aww.
There you go. Let's go over to Tony. What's up, guys? My wife covers
her... What up, Tone Dog?
What's up?
Said, what up, Tone Dog?
My wife covers her fries in mayo. It's beyond grotesque. Oh, a little bit is fine, but globs of mayo is disgusting. There, I said it. Tony, good luck with that, buddy. Globs of mayo. You ever know?
There are people who
carry their own hot sauce in their bag.
I used to do that in high school. I used to carry it in my Vera Bradley lunch pail.
But I did know a girl who used to carry packets of mayo in her bag. And that's where I draw the line there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go over to our friend Alicia here. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. Our pain is a reflection of your love. The depth... Oh, jeez. Hold on a second. This I need something here for this. Our pain is a reflection of your love. The depth of your grief speaks to the depths of your love. It's okay to feel everything that you're feeling right now. Don't let some man tell you that you're overreacting or that you're too much. Because if that's the case, he or anyone else can go find less. There, I said it.
Period.
It was beautifully written, Alicia. Who are you talking about?
She was no one specific, just relatable content.
Who are you talking about? We got to give away some tickets, do we not?
Let's give away some tickets.
Looking for Color 8 right now at 585-252-9800 to win a pair of tickets to the Rochester Wine and Chocolate Festival. That's this Saturday, you guys, at the Riverside Convention Center. You can sip all the wines and eat all the chocolates. You can make it a date night. Some of you don't want to bring your husband. You could. Or you could just make it, have a little friend night. Whatever you want to do with it.
Whatever you want to do.
Call right now. Good luck. It's PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, Breeze. There, I said it.